How does it feel to be on a farewell tour?
Tonight we're here in Germany, so to go around and say goodbye to everybody is going to take a while. You know, when we started this out, we said, let's go play the places that we played, places that we haven't played. We haven't played here, so tonight we're going to be playing here, yeah.
So it's quite an undertaking when you say farewell, you know, it's just not for the United States. You got to go everywhere, you know, and people thought we were just going to end it in the States, and they were like freaking. We were like, no, we're coming to see you too, don't worry about it.
Yeah. You know, we still want to go down to Brazil, we still want to come back over here.
Yeah.
We're only over here for 18 days, so we'll probably come back and hit Finland and Norway and wherever else we didn't come back, and hopefully come back to Germany, too. So
it's not really a farewell.
No, it is. It is. We're just trying to play every place we can one more time.
It's probably an undertaking that started last year, and it'll go into 2020.
So there's no sadness in the band or the feeling sad about...
I mean, there is.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, we're thinking, wow, what's going to be the last show, you know? Yeah. Where will we finally end up, you know? So we don't know yet. So.
And what's going to be the last show after the last town?
After the last... What's going to happen?
Yes.
Probably get drunk as hell and...
I'm not sure about that.
I'm getting his ass drunk.
I don't know.
Because we don't have to play the next day. We won't have to play a gig after that. So we'll have a good time, good party.
Well, you're kind of icons of southern rock, blues rock. And your band and you made history in so many ways.
Yeah.
Right.
For some fans, this farewell will be... kind of a cut. I don't want to say catastrophe because
kind of like bittersweet.
Even more bitter, maybe.
Yeah.
What can you say to those people?
Well, I think carry the music on. We always said the music's bigger than us. It'll be living on long after we've gone on to heaven. And the only thing that I think is that I've been with the band 33 years, and there's been a lot of fans that became Skinner fans for 33 years, in that 33 years. And, you know, who knows what'll happen in the future, but that will be I've thought about that, you know, the fans that are being born right now that love the music is not going to see the band live. And that's been our whole thing is live performance, you know, since I've been in the band, just trying to carry on. So it'll be bittersweet, yeah.
Also, I think that one of the things that's been really special to me, it was my second go-around with the band. And so for me personally, seeing it come to, you know, the end of that, you know, it's kind of like I reflect back on the first time I kind of ended, you know, and then I came back and now it comes to an end again after many, many years of being here. And I think for me, it'll be probably a pretty emotional night, you know, at the very last one. Because I've got all these memories already that I stand up there and think about every night and reflect on. And they're great memories. You know, we've lost some guys, you know, while I've been in the band, especially as Johnny, and we've lost guys, you know, through the years that we've been back together. And I just hope that for the fans that we did the fans right. I hope we did right by them, you know, at the end of it. And when it's all done, said and done, I hope that everybody looks back and said they did us right, you know.
And, you know, so for us, you know, whenever the last show happens, we'll probably be planning some sort of charity event so we can get back together and play. Something, you know.
Well, they've talked about doing a residency in Las Vegas. And,
you know,
the band itself, as it is right now, will stay intact.
Yeah.
We're not breaking up. The band itself, as it is right now, will stay intact.
Yeah.
We're not breaking up, okay? But it will stay intact just like it is. We'll do certain things.
We're in the midst of recording a new record right now, so yeah.
Yeah.
So. Who knows? We may put out new music for the next few years. Who knows?
This is not the end of the band.
It's just that we can't. we can't keep touring like we have been. You know?
See, when you do it, like for us, we were always out doing, you know, 75, 80 shows a year, like back to back, one right after another. And it's gotten to the point now to where we just saying it's time to just stop that, you know. But, I mean, we'll play. I mean, we'll still play and make records, you know.
We just cut a song called Last of the Street Survivors. And I can't wait for the fans to hear that. It's a really good song.
Yeah.
Will there be some plans for other projects? Do you have...
Yeah, I think we will.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure there will be. I know myself, I probably will stay involved in music in some capacity. I play music, so that's what I do. I don't want to do anything else. Yeah. You know, I like to fish, but you can only fish for so many days, then you're sick of it. You know what I mean? So there you go.
I think maybe Gary and Dale will do something. You know, I think myself personally, I want to make a gospel album. Yeah, a religious album, and something on my bucket list. We'll probably end up doing some shows together. Who knows?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I think it'll be fun.
What kind of music are you inspired of? Do you listen to new rock music, to new bands, to other bands?
Not really. Whenever I go home myself, I don't listen to a lot of music. I mean, we live music. So, you know, it's not like I'm cutting grass and taking out garbage and taking care of eight dogs and a teenager and a wife. So I listen to a lot of talk radio. I'm into listening to what's going on around the world. But, I mean, I love all music. I mean, that's what we do.
I have, you know, like I have Apple Music and Spotify and stuff, and I'll just, if a song hits me, I'll call it up and it comes on the radio and then I've had my fill. It's really weird because after you've played classic rock all these years and you've heard it over and over and over and over again, you kind of back away from it. You kind of get away from it. You know what I mean? So I
think that's the cool thing about Skynyrd. I know all the members of when they get off the road, from my brother till now, when we get off the road, we're not really like, oh, God, we've got to be involved in music.
Yeah.
You know, we're involved in our home life. And I think that's related in the music of writing and what Skynyrd's all about.
I love getting out on the water as much as I can. My brother and I fish together a lot, and I love to be on the water. Set you down to ground, you know what I mean? It's very good.
You're some kind of hair of the... where you know, it's a kind of a hair of the band.
Yeah, yeah.
When you restarted the band, the second turnaround, when was the moment that you felt being really in the band?
You know, I felt, because I was playing with guys that I respected, like Gary and Ed King and Leon and Billy. So I kind of felt, I didn't know what I felt, to be honest. But then, after a few years, fans kept coming back, and they knew what the story was. And I was like, you know, they're accepting me for who I am. You know, because in the beginning, it was, well, he's not Ronnie, and I never wanted to be Ronnie. Ronnie was Ronnie, you know? And I just wanted to carry on the music. And then the fans kept coming back. And after a while, I got comfortable, and I was like, you know, they're coming back. They know the story. They know that I'm here just to carry on the legacy and do the best I can, you know? And that's what we... been doing for 33 years. So.
And the thing is, he's done a great job at it.
And I paid him $20 to say that. $20 US.
Now he's lying. No, but when I got back, he'd already been in the band. You know, he'd already been in the band like 8 years. So when I got back with him in 95, 96, I was very confident coming into the band of what he would do because I didn't have no doubts. I mean, I was back with guys that I really loved to be with, and it felt good to me. It felt natural to me. And here I am and some 24 years later.
Same thing with Ricky. I went, okay, Ricky's got the rock and roll swagger. I can wear an earring now. That happened to me. One time, Gary, I had an earring in, and Gary goes, what's this shit? Yeah, he pulls it out. I'm like, oh, God dang it. Pull my earring out. As soon as Ricky got in the band, you know, all this, I was like, yes!